Simin Kuf Pei Gimel. We'll start with a little Akdama Bechlolus in Yoni Nida, and then we'll get to the Halach Lamaisa Bezer Hashem. It's Mefurish in the Torah, in Parsha of Metzera, that there's two Parshias. There's a Parsha of Nida and a Parsha of Ziva. The Halacha is those Sukkim in Parsha of Metzera, Betzim are handling the Tumat Nida. It's not handling the Isser Nida Labayla. Later on in the Parsha Zarayis, brings down that there's an Isser Vel Isher Benil Simosa Lisikr Vlagala Servosa. That there's an Isser also, aside from the Tuma, there's also Isser Labayla. There's also Isser Bachlal. Not only Bayla, any Nida is also Lakuli Alma. Knuya is also Lakuli Alma, if she's a Nida. The Shaila is this Isser Labayla? Does it shtam, is it reveya, does it start, originate from the Isser Tumo or not? What's the Nachamino? In other words, is it because this Be'etzem Isser Tumo, so therefore she's also the Bailo, but it's not an Isser Nifrad Rifnei Atzmai? Or no, there's an Isser Tumo, there's a Din Tumo, and then there's also Isser the Bailo. The simplest Nachamino is like the Shev Shmaitza and Shmaitza Aleph, Perikud Be'in Dan, says what's going to be the Din by Svek Svek or by Anido? The Halacha is, like the Gemara says in Seita Samach Chof Ches, that we learn out from Seita that kol sveikis b'rishus ha'yachid, kol safik v'sveikis sveikis midaraisa, that when it comes to tumor b'rishus ha'yachid, it's tummy. Even k'chol ha'shat ha'yachid la'har b'y sveikis, the Gemara says. Even if you have kama v'kama sveikis, it's in b'rishus ha'yachid, then if it's handling an iser nido, a iser tuma, a din tuma, then b'rishus ha'yachid it's tummy, b'rishus ha'rab it's tahar. The shaila is the din nida, the iser nida labayla, a din tumo, or is it a din iser nifer b'fnei atzmai? If it's a din tumo, then even by svek sveiko, l'chur we're going to be machmir. L'chur be very gishmak, also the Ketzer Mishnah we're going to see, the beginning of, the Drisha brings down the Taz, the beginning of Simen Kuf Tzadi, they ask that l'chur every single Ketzer is a svek sveiko. So if it was bome alma, or if it was bome gufo. Even if it was bome gufo, maybe it didn't come from the Makor. There's other places, the Tzadim, the Aliyah, there's other places that are inside of the body, that the dam that comes from them are not asumi deraisa. It's not considered dam nido. The chura, every single kesem is a svek sveko. If you understand that the din deraisa is going to be machmir even by svek sveko, because the din iser labayla comes from iser tumo, which is even by svek sveko is going to be aser, then the rabbanim kain deraisa goes there, and they also aser the svek sveko. However, the chura, the pashtus is like the shev shmaita comes out there. He brings a rai from Tesis and Bava Kami and Aleph. That the Isser Labayla is taka a bezundere Isser, and it's taka not telling in the Tuma Bechal, and the Mela, it's not going to have the Chumrois or the Kulois possibly of Dini Tuma, and it's going to be even a Svek Sveka, even Rosh Hashayach, and Lachar Svek Sveka will be Torah Midaraisa. Now, is Anida Bechal considered a Davish of Erevil? The Pasik Betim says in Parsha Mitzayir, and very right in the Parsha of Arayis, Yud Ches Yates, Bel Isha Benidah Tumasa Lisekiv Lagal is Erevil. So the Pashtas Mashmois is Legalis Ervo is that she has a din of Arayis, so referring to her as the Ervo. Could be the Ervo as the Mokum of the Ervo. The only Shaila is that L'chera we find that it doesn't have the regular din of Arayis, because Ein Davar Shevarer Pachs Mishnayim, Betzim Yipaskin, and it says V'Sofer Lo, V'Gzeres HaKasav that says V'Sofer Lo La'atma. So it's Mashma that the Isha has Ne'emanis, even though Stamazoi, Ein Davar Shevarer Pachs Mishnayim, we have Gzeres HaKasav over here that says that there is a Ne'emanis. Mashmois is that it doesn't have a din of Dovasher Be'erval. The truth is that Be'etzim is a Taisus, Bavus the Taisus, and Gitan Be'ezim at Be'ez. Taisus asks if there's a din of Ein Dovasher Be'erval Pachs Mishnayim, then how can we need the Gzeres HaKosva of a Tzofer Lo La'atma? That a Isha, a Nida has Ne'emanis to be served for the Zayin Nikim by herself, and we don't need Edim, L'chura, we have the regular din of Edach and Emisurim. Why do we need Bezunder Gzeres HaKosv? Says Taisus, Solke Daitech, I would have thought that it has it's a din of Dovasher, that it. She has the din of a davar shebe'erva, and ein davar shebe'erva pachs mishnayim. And therefore, the v'safra law is coming to tell me, no, that she has ne'emanis by herself. The shayla is, how do you learn the teretz of tesis? The machlokes achrayim, how do you learn the teretz of tesis? Is it that be'etzem, I would have thought that it's a davar shebe'erva, kamash malon, that it's not a davar shebe'erva? That's what Kuba v'safra law is coming to say. Or no, in a chanami like tahavimina, this is the way the meal stuck in Amazon, that tahavimina of. Is that in Chanami Saka a davar shebe'erva, and there is a gzeris akostiv that she Be'etzem has an emanis of the suffer law, the isha has an emanis, but somebody else that wants to be mayor that she was mizana with somebody ukedema, then in Chanami the chur you're going to need, we're going to have the regular din of ein davar shebe'erva pachs mishnayim, and
one person is not going to be neman by themselves.
The pashtus, we go like Rav Achreinim learning Taisus, and that is that in a Hanami, it does not have a din of a Davashar Be'erva, and Memeila, it's not going to have the Kolm Be'evin Davashar Be'erva Mishnayim. That's goof of Safalala is coming to tell me that it doesn't have the din, the argumented din of a Safalala. Now, Ken Zayin, the third Nidin is, Ken Zayin is telling this, but Lav Dafka, you have to say that it is telling this. You say that the Safalala is exerts a kosif, that does it have a din of Yahar Gval Yavar? Is neither have a din of Yahar Gval Yavar? The Achreinim Dan bring again to this, and there's a famous Shelf for Shuvas Pnei Yeshua Chelik Beis Simim Em Dalid, that there was a mice of somebody that got sick, and his mom shemats of Pekuach Nefesh, and the shadow was to be able to be boil ish nida, or is it Yharik Val Yavar? He's Mayrich when he gets to the Shaila, and he comes out that it does not have a din of Yharik Val Yavar. That means that even though Kenzan is Nichlal in the Parsha of Arayis, and there is an Isser Karis, nevertheless we see that it doesn't have the din of Arayis, because first of all, Kolabola Nido, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Samzer Arayis, the Vlad is Mamzer. Ein Kedushin Taifsin Bechayvi Krisis, and by Nido Kedushin or Taifsin, Mevurin Yuchavis. So we see that even though Be'etzem, she's Nechlov HaParshas Arayis, and there is a Din Karis, nevertheless, it does not have the regular Din of Yehorik Val Yavar. And Be'etzem, that's the way that the Shel Tzrus Pnei Yeshua goes. However, Lamaisa, L'Achreinim, Moser Achreinim, the Chavetz Chaim, and Kamen Bakemis, this is the way that Rav Achreinim go, not like this Shel Tzrus Pnei Yeshua, is like it's Meduyik in Rashi and Gittin, Davov, says that somebody's Matal, Emi Yisir B'Seich Be'Soi, then he could cause three averes to happen. Gilarayas, Shvichat Dam, Avodah Zarah. Gilarayas, Rashi says, what's the case of Gilarayas? Is that if it's cold and she wasn't able to go to the mikvah because the water was too cold, it's the middle of the winter, and she's too nervous to tell her husband that she didn't go, Memela, because he's Matal, Yemi Yisir, B'Seich Be'Soi. Memela, Shai, if to come to Matzah that he's going to be Meshamish and Meishtoy Nido, which is an Isser of Gilarayas. Now, Lachura, it's Mavur and Rashi, the Rashi understood that it has the regular argumented din of Gilir Ayis, Achrenim or Medaik, and Memela, it would be also Yehorek Val Yavar. Which Lav Dafka means that the Yichud with the Nida is Yehorek Val Yavar, famous Maisa, from one of the Hoshev Tamid HaKacham that used to be here in Yeshiva Tzmir. When he's going out, we can, but we can save that for later. That's with regard to the gather of the Isser of the gather of the Isser Nida. Now, Bechla, just a little bit of a beer of the Machlaikis that we saw in the Beis Yosef, because just to handle a few of the Nikudas that the Olam was, most of the Olam handled while they were seeing this Beis Yosef, just to mevarer some of the Nikudas. There's two, like we mentioned before in the Mitzera, there's Be'etzem, two Psukim with regard to Tumas Nida and Ziva. The first one is in Tezvav Yutes. That's the regular din of a nida midaraisa. The tumas nida midaraisa is for 7 days. That she is tmeya, whether she sees one drop or she sees for an entire 7 days, she's tmeya for those entire 7 days. If at the end of the 7 days she stops seeing, she's mafsik b'tara, she's allowed to go to the mikvah as soon as the 7 days are over. The halacha is kol chayv tefilas tevlin b'yom chutz mi nida v'yeledes shetefilasam b'layla. All chayv tefilas betzem the tefilas by day, except for nida the tefilas by night. The pashta says it doesn't mean that they're not allowed to go at the other time. It means they're not allowed to be tevil before that time. If a nida doesn't go at night, pashta she's allowed to go during the next day. We'll see when we get to those halachas based on Hashem kuvta design. However, the halacha is that a nida would be tevil not before shkia, after tzeis kikavim. If as long as she stops seeing after the 7 days. That's the din nida midaraisa, 7 days, she's finished. Then there's another din of ziva. That's the second parsha of Isha ki yozuv zevdoma yomim rabim b'loyeis nidasa. This is a Isha that sees yomim rabim, yomim the Gemara darshans, yomim is two, rabim is three, b'loyeis nidasa, oiki sozav al dinosa klim izev tumas, kimi nidasa tiyat meyahi. She has the same din, she's tmeya within tuma, just like a nida, for as long as she's being, for the ziva continues. However, over here it's slightly different. As the Ramban Alatur is Masber, says this is the third, is Madgish, that it's B'lay Eis Nidasa. This is not the normal time for an Isha to see. A woman, usually when she sees, Chadal Yis B'sar Erech HaNoshim. There's Erech, there's a normal way of Noshim that they get once a month, B'derech Chal, they get their vest, and that continues, that lasts for up to 7 days. A woman that sees past 7 days, whether she continues 7, 8, 9, 10, or she stops, and then day 10, 11, 12, she sees. That's already Boloyes Nidasa. That's not a normal thing. That's a Chayli, the Ramban says, on the Torah. And the only way to cure yourself from this Chayli, to make sure, to show, to advise that she's cured from this Chayli, is to have Shiva Nikim. Mamela, if she sees 3 days in a row, it's the way that we paskin for Zavag Daila, she has to see 3 days in a row, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, whatever it is, she becomes a Zavag Daila, she needs Shiva Nikim. If she sees only one day, then she has to be shamer to make sure that she's not going to become a Zavag Daila, she has to be shamer that night to make sure she's not seeing Dam. Mikdos Hayayim Kekula, we paskin to get the Shmira, and as soon as she went through the night and she saw that she did not see Dam, she's allowed to be Tevil in the morning after Netzach Hamo. Now, if she's going to see from Netzach Hamo till Shkia, then in a Hanami it's going to be Seisir, anything that she saw, the Tara Kilo that she was Tevil, and therefore she either Midarabana, Midaraisa, like was on the basis, if she has to refrain from touching things, from Mishamash and Bailo, because it's playing with fire, there's the possibility that she still might see Dam afterwards and be Mamshech her Tumah from the day before him. Therefore, even though she's allowed to be Tevil in the morning, she still has to be careful until Shkia and make sure she's not seeing. If she doesn't see, then she presses the reset and she won't become Tumah unless she sees again 3 days in a row. That's the din with regard to Be'etzem, the Daraisa. Now, there is the machlokes we saw between Rav Yechon and Reish Lakish. What happens when an Isha sees on day 10 of her 11 Yimei Ziva that it's not shaykh to become a Zavag Deyon? So according to Reish Lakish, Bechal, she doesn't need Shimur. If she can't become a Zavag Deyon, she doesn't need Shimur. According to Rav Yechon, the way that the smag passes like Rav Yechon, then in a Hanami, she does need Shimur, Midaraisa, when she sees on day 10, she has to be Shimur day 11, which is still in Yimei Ziva. If she sees only on day 11, then there is no din of Shimur Midaraisa, because the day of Shimur is already out of the day Ziva. However, if she sees on 10 and 11, then once she already saw on 10, and she was Nischayiv in Shemer of day 11, but she wasn't able to be Shemer because she saw Adam, then she has to be Shemer day 12, either Midaraisa, Drasha Zakroi, Lachla Mesh Mitzina. Now, if she becomes a Zavag Derlo, and she needs Zayin Akiyim, then she becomes, this din of Zayin Akiyim is Be'etam HaMachlekes Rishayinim. What happens if she sees Dam in the middle of the Zayin Akim? If she, let's say she sees on day, she has 11 Yimei Ziva, then if she sees on day 8, 9, and 10 of her Yimei Ziva, so now she has to start counting Shiva Nikim. So the Pasha says she counts Shiva Nikim, and after the Shiva Nikim, she's finished. What happens if she starts seeing Dam in the middle of the Shiva Nikim? So we saw Shitas Rashi is that as long as she doesn't get out of her Shiva Nikim, then she's still a Zavag Deyla. That means she's Seisir for Shiva Nikim. She sees Dam on day 4 of Shiva Nikim, she starts again. She sees Dam, she starts counting again. She sees Dam on day 7, she starts counting again. She could be a Zavag Deyla for the rest of her life, Be'etzem. Until she gets out of her Zavag Deyla, she counts 7 days Shiva Nikim and goes to the mikvah. The Rambam, on the other hand, holds not that way. The Rambam holds, like we saw, 7-11, 7-11, that after the 11 days which are Roy for Ziva, there's 7 days which are Roy for Nida. Roy for Nida doesn't mean she's not automatically a Nida. It means that if she sees Dam in those days, then we look at the Dam as Dam Nidus. So what happens if she's in the middle of her Zionikim, and she starts the 7 days which are Roy for Nidus, and in the middle of those 7 days she sees Dam? What's the halacha then? Is that Dam Nida? Is that Dam Ziva? What happens then? It's Meduyik in Rabbeinu Yoino, in Brachis, Chafalaf and Beis, that Ibdaf Arif, that she doesn't have to continue her Zayinikim. As soon as she sees Dam during those Zayinikim, if it's in the middle of the Zayin Yimei Nida, then she becomes a Nida, she counts 7 days of Nidus, and then she's good to go. She does not need to count Zayinikim. That's the way the Machatis HaShekel says. Here, in Kuf Pei Gimel, he brings this down, it's a Fatim Dalet, he's Marech Menegeh to this Machlekes, and he says that, he's Medayik, he actually says, it's Medrik in the Meduyik in Rabbeinu Yonah like that. That's a Rambam. Dimloy hoyala zayinikim b'seicha yud alaf yoyim. K'shevo hayem yibayz shurishin l'shivi yimei nida. Shuv eina tzricho shivinikim. She doesn't need shivinikim. And right here, ala makom, the Cheshek Shlomo, he says, it's in parentheses here, chas v'shalom da Rambam yizvorkin. Says the Cheshek Shlomo, for sure the Rambam doesn't hold that way. And this is the way that Rav people go with us, the Rambam. And be'etim, it's kamat mefurish, if not mefurish, mamish, in the Rambam. In Isuri Via, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yizayin, he says that Yimei Lidasa, Yimei Nidasa,
Im loyrosa behen dam oilan nisvir zainikim. The 7 days you may need, if she doesn't see dam, then you could count them as the zainikim. Im rosa behen dam, ein oilan lo yumei ariya, vein tzaitzrin, el mishalemes al yom shesafa kishisik adam. The halacha is, she's in the middle of her zainikim. She gets up to day 4, and she's in her yumei nida, and then she sees a dam. What's the halacha? Those days that she sees dam are tzaitzr the days that she sees dam. She's holding by day 4, she sees on day 5, she sees on day 6, she sees on day 7. She's not allowed to count days 5, 6, and 7. She stops seeing dam, she continues from where she left off, she already had 4 days. She's mashlim and she says 5, 6, 7. Betem, this is the halacha that we pass him in a get to pleita shechvazera, as we'll see in Kufta Divov, that a woman who's poilet shechvazera and she's in the middle of her zayinikim is seiser just that day that she's poilet. But she's continues, we don't know such a mosek, because all of the times that we're seiser, you have to start over at the beginning. But that's only if it's dam ziva that she saw, then she has to start over. But if it's dam nido, if it's pleita shechvazera, even though she's tummy for that day, however, she doesn't have to be seiser, she's allowed to continue her yinikim afterwards. That's Shitas HaRambam. Now, if she doesn't see during the Yimei Ziva, and she starts her Yimei Nidus, and she's holding, she passes through 7 days of Nidus, she goes to the mikvah, counts her 11 days of Ziva. She's holding by day 19, she starts her Yimei Nidus. She gets up to day 25, she's on the 7th day of her Yimei Nidus, bang, she gets down, she sees down for the first day. So now she's holding on day 7 of her Nidus, and she saw down for the first day. What's the halacha over there? She allowed to go to the mikvah at night? Because she's already on day 7, chas v'chalila. Certainly not. Zircha the Rambam is masking that a nidus tamei for 7 days. The dam starts off as dam nidus, and she's now going to be tamei for 7 days. If she continues, it'll turn into dam zivas, and she'll turn into zava g'dayla. But there's no tzah that, if even according to the Rambam, that she could go to the mikvah before the end of the 7 days. Certainly she needs 7 days. It's just how do we define the dam is defined by when it comes out in the 7 or in the 11, whether or not it's dam nidus or dam zivas. 2 other small nekudis before we go weiter, and that is the Chavetz Das. The Chavetz Das nems on, this is just makes it a little bit easier to digest this Rambam, that the Chavetz Das nems on that even though we make a cheshbin of 7-11, however, the days that are only kefi cheshbin, in other words, the days of nida and ziva that are only kefi cheshbin, kefi cheshbin means that she didn't see in those days of nida. We're just counting them ki'ilu. If she sees, then she'll be considered a nida. In those days of nidus, in those days of zivas, the zivas that didn't come next to the nidus, only kefi cheshbin, a woman could be kaveya avest. Even though we paskin that a woman cannot be kaveya avest and you may nidus, you may zivas, because those are not days that she should be seeing. That's loy es nidasa. That's not the normal time that she's supposed to be seeing. So therefore, she's not allowed to be kaveya avest. And even you may nida, let's say she sees on day 1 of yidei nida, on day 6 of yidei nida. We're not going to say she has 2 vestes over here, day aleph and day vav, because that's just a hemshich of what she was saying beforehand. Nevertheless, a woman will be able to be kaveya avest in the yama that are only fi cheshbon. Many of the olam asked, they said, oina beininess, we know, is once every 30 days. If you make the cheshbon, it comes out that the 30th day is in the middle of yimei ziva. That means that the normal isha is seeing, first of all, how could be she kaveya avest in the middle of yimei ziva? Bechlal, doesn't make sense that she be in the middle of yimei ziva if that's the normal time that a woman sees. Oina beininess is the normal time that a woman sees, which is day 30. A woman, so on that the Chavetz Das says, a woman could be kaveya avest at that time. And if she is kaveya avest, she sees 3 times on day 30, then when she hits the vest, she's going to start again with her 7-11. We're not going to say it's a continuation. If she becomes, a woman sees on day 30 3 times, she has a vest kavua for day 30, and every time that she hits day 30, we're going to reset the clock and start the 7-11 again. Because you can't tell me that that's considered Yimei Ziva. Yimei Ziva is considered Bulay Eis Nidasa. It's not the normal time to see. And this woman is a kavua to see at this time. You can't tell me it's not a normal time to see. So even in the Rambam, there is the possibility to kaveya vest. So just those, at least that clarken in the Rambam, first of all, if she's in the middle of her Zayinikim and she sees Dam Nida, she still has to be Mashlem her Zayinikim afterwards. If she's in the middle of Yimei Ziva and she only sees Dam at the end of Yimei Nida, and she only sees Dam at the end of Yimei Nida, she has to be Mashlem those 7 days. And it is shy for women to be kaveya vest in Yimei Nida, Yimei Ziva, they're only kefi cheshbon. That's the Hagdama. Now we'll get to Halacha L'maaseh Simukov Pei Gimel. The Machaber says, Simukov Pei Gimel, Isha Sheyotza Dami Mekuro, Bein Ba'ainez Bein Baratzayim Tmeo, Vuhu Shetaragish Biyatziyotzi.
A woman is only tame if she sees dam that comes out of the makor behar gosha, and even before it leaves her body, as long as it goes to the beis achitzain, she's already tamei. Now, what does it mean? So we saw the Pesach Shuvah brings down here, the Chavos Das Namzon also, that there's be'etim three different types of hargoshes that are mentioned in the Achronim. There's Nizdazei Evorel, there's Psichas HaMakor, and there's Zivas Dovarlach. We'll talk about each one with Ne'atmai. Nizdazei Evorel, the Makor is the Rambam. The Rambam says by Oishu is being Matomei Raglaim, and Isuri Bia Hei Yitzayin, It doesn't make a difference if she's using being matomei raglayim when she's standing up or sitting down. Even if she sees dam, she's tahara. Even if she had hargasha, that's like we say, we'll see the Gemara paskins. We saw that there's a hill between Hermedes and Yosheves. We'll see in the next Amen and Tesla Mebez. Even if she says she had argasha, she's tahara. How does the Rambam refer to it? Shehirgish gufa v'nizdazeya. She was nizdazeya, means that she got like a tremor. She shook. Nevertheless, that argasha is not going to be matam when it comes to miraglayim. Vaystoy say that chaynim. If that's considered argasha, but again, to every year's dam, if a woman has nizdazeya varel and she sees dam, she's tamei midar eisam. Where is the makor for the Rambam that this is considered hargasha? It's not clear in the Achronim where the makor is. We got to find mamash this lashon of hirgish gufa v'niz dazeya, but referring to a man. The Gemara says that the person was eichel betruma. It's a Mishnah on Daf Mem in Nido. He was eichel betruma v'hirgish sheniz dazeya yivarav, and his margish was referring to a man. His margish that he's being mighty zera. So it's hirgish sheniz dazeya yivarav that. Vaislis that hargosha, there is such hargosha of nizdazeya. Now, it's referring to a man, not a lady. The mashmois, the gemara, and daf yud gimel, maybe that woman doesn't have hargosha, could be that she does have hargosha. Either way, we find that lashon in conjunction with hargosha, and the oilam nemzon, the achrenim nemon, that is considered a hargosha. Now, most women bizmanenu, sometimes they do get tremors, most of the time it's because they're cold. However, to get a tremor, to get a nizdazev area at the time that she's re'iyaz dam, that is extremely uncommon. The second one is psichas pi makar. That's the lashon of the mechaber, really. The Torah in the Shulchan Aruch and Simi Kuf Tzadi. The Shulchan Aruch in the Kuf Tzadi. Im hirgisho sheniftach mekere lahoitzi dam. Sheniftach mekere, the makar for this hargosha, is the Chumas Hadeshen that says this lashon. Shirgisho sheniftach mekere lahoitzi dam. That is considered, that's what we would call maybe the classic hargosha, that's her imsich lekever b'leidam. We know that every time a makar, every time what is referred to as a kever opens up, for sure she sees dam, so she feels that hargosha of the makar opening up, that would be hargosha. The last one is the achrein mandalit, it's well known from the Neidu Yehuda, in Yerideya Simen Nunhei, Zivas Davarlach, he's moichiach from the Gemara that we saw in Daphne Zayin Mebeis. The Gemara says, that if a woman, Shmuel Darshan's from the Pasuk, of Bibasara, Acha Targish Bibasara, and we also learn from the Pasuk of Bibasara that a woman is Metame Bifnim Kibachutz, that even before it leaves her body, she's Tameo. Now, what is that? Where is that Bibasara that she's Tame? There's the Rechem where the Dam is the entire time. She's certainly not Tame when the Dam is there. And when it comes out of the Rechem into the Beis Achitzain, the Makam where she does the Bedikris, what we refer to as the Prezder, the Beis Achitzain, then even before it leaves her body, she's still tameo. That's what the Gemara says. Shemetame bifnim kebachutz. Even before it leaves the body, she's still tameo. Now, if that's the place of where the bibisar is referring to, of the pasuk, that she's metame bibisar bifnim, kilu as if it left, then also the hargasha that we darshan from the same word of bibisara, l'chur is referring to that exact bibisara, which is referring to the beis achitzin, not the rechem, but the beis achitzin, the makom where she does the bedikas. And if she has hargasha over there, then that's going to be considered a hargosha to be matamar. The Chacham Sadam names on like this. He brings down this Neid Bihuda, as does the Chavos Das. However, the Chavos Das says, as opposed to the Neid Bihuda, whose mashma that anywhere along the Beis Achitzin that she feels the dam, that would be considered hargosha. It's not that way. The only time that it's considered a hargosha is when she feels it leaving the makar. If she feels the dam leaving her rechem and
dribbling down inside of her body, inside of the Beis HaChitzayin, that's considered a Zivas Davalach. Even though she didn't feel the Pesach open, she felt the dam come out, then she felt it like dripping out, that would also be considered a Hargasha. Now, B'mitzius, that's very difficult to feel, as Rebbe Frankel is, and his Hargoris in the Noid Beauty says, he says, B'mitzius, it's not shy to feel something which is inside the goof. He says, you can feel this with regard to something if a person's bleeding in his nose. He says, he'll only feel the blood in his nose when it gets to a certain point that it already gets to the air. Once it's ready close to the air, then he could feel it. But if it's higher up, he's not going to feel the dam b'chol. He says, the same thing is anywhere in the body. You're never going to feel, it's not shy to feel the dam which is coming out of the mekor to the Beis HaChitzayin because it's so high up that there's no air there, you're not going to feel it b'chol. He says, zikr, that can't be considered a haragasha. The Chavos Das says, if you don't feel it at the beginning, then it's not shaykh. If it left the Mekar and it wasn't tummy, then how could it turn tummy outside of the Beis HaChitzayin? Where's the tumah starting from? We have dam that left the Mekar, it's not tummy because you didn't feel it then, and then later on, as it's leaving, as it's traveling down the Beis HaChitzayin, then you feel it and then it's going to become tummy, so it's not shaykh. There's no way that could be considered tumah, tummy. Agav, b'maimer amuzgar, we saw in this Pesachei Tshuva over here, the Pesachei Tshuva clears from the Bris Avraham and the Mil Tzedakah, what's going to be if dam entered the Beis HaChitzayin not a normal way and it wasn't tummy? Is there another tumah after it leaves the Beis HaChitzayin? Or no, once it already got to the Beis HaChitzayin without tumah, he says, then it's an ancient tumah neisef as b'yitzias adam in Beis HaChitzayin. Once it already got into the Beis HaChitzayin and it's tar, then you're good to go. L'chura, according to this Chavos Das, it's clear. It's not shaykh. Once it left the makar, it left the uterus, the rechem, without becoming tummy, then it's not going to turn tummy somewhere along the way. So afterwards, Chochani says the same thing. L'maisa the Igris Maisha, Ramaisha and Tshuva, and Chelek Dalad Yudzayin, Yeredea, Chelek Dalad Yudzayin, Oizayin, which is all his Tshuvas. Like we saw in Shabbos, Chelek Dalad, Ayin Dalad of Arachayim, was all the Tshuvas, the small Tshuvas. This is the Chelek Dalad of Yeredea. Simin Yudzayin is all the Tshuvas to Rav Shimon Eider that he put into the Sefer. That's where most of the Tshuvas that we're going to see, Reis Hashem. They're also in Rav Shimon Eider's Sefer on Nida. He also brings them down. He is Chelek on the Chavos Das. Actually, it's on the Ma'amar Krimis for this week, Reis Hashem, that you can see the Ramesh if they want to see it. He's Chelek on the Chavos Das, and he says, no, anywhere that a woman feels the Zivas Davar Lach in the Beis HaChitzayin is considered a Zivas Davar Lach, and in a Hanami will be Matame the Isha. Now, the Sidur Tarot, the Chassam Sofer, is well known, like it's brought down in the Pesach Tshuva, they were Chelek B'Tkifus on the Neid B'Yehuda. They said, no, Zivas Davar Lach B'chlal, it doesn't make a difference where you feel the Zivas Davar Lach. Zivas Davar Lach is not considered one of the Hargoshas. The Matarot is King Tibul, he says, he's Makabel from his Rebbe, Reb Nathan Adler, Chassam Sofer's Rebbe, that Zivas Davar Lach is not considered a Hargosha B'chlal. Daruch HaShulchan also names on like that in Sif Samachov. He names on that the Iker Hargasha is Hargasha Psichas HaMakar and not Zivas Davar Lach. And he says, B'chlal, if it's Zivas Davar Lach, the Gemara says in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that a woman would wake up from having a Hargasha. Agav Tzara Itaro. She would wake up in the middle of the night from the Tzara of having the Hargasha. B'chur is Zivas Davar Lach, a woman's not going to wake up in the middle of the night. Memela, it's also Shtikl Mashman Rashi, we mentioned Rashi and Zayin and Beis, Tziyarta B'dikas Eid, it's Mashma that she can mix up the feeling of the tar of the bedika with the tar of the hargosha. You could say it just camouflaged it. In Echanami, that's not mamash the same tar. But the mashmoyes of Rashi would be that there is some tar there, and l'chur v'zivas avalach, there's no tar, it's just a flowing, but there's not going to be a tar. Memele, they nemon kipshutay that there is no hargosha of zivas avalach. How do we pass an aloch l'maisa? That's also machlekes bein preskiv manenu, the Shevet Alevi. Sure, Shevet Alevi brings down that the Shevet Alevi named on Meikra Adin like the Chassam Sofer, that there is no Hargosh of Zivas Davar Lach. The Baal Shulchan, on the other hand, advised from, he names on that there is a Hargosh of Zivas Davar Lach, and he says it's Maduik like that in the Lashon Mechaber. Mechaber says, Miu Mishatargish Boy Shenekar Mimakoyme Viyato. What are we talking about there? Mishatargish Boy Shenekar Mimakoyme. What are we talking? Mishatargish Bit Ziyotoy. Shetargish boy shenekar mimakayme. It's referring to the dam leaving. It was not referring to the makar opening up the pashtus. We're talking about the dam leaving. The phrase is meduik loshon of the mechaber. is that the Hargosh is on the dam, it's not on the Psichas HaMekor. Even the Shevet HaLevi that says that Me'ikra Adin, like the Psalm Sefer, nevertheless, he says that if a woman would have a Hargosha of a Zivas Davar Lach and she finds dam, then in a Hanami we would be Matam her, because it's hard to be Kaveh that it's Takanat Hargosha L'maisa. In other words, we'll see in Simin Kuf Tzadi that if a woman has Hargosha, she has to do Bedika. We'll see before you scream and we'll pass him what you're going to tell a woman, v'chulu v'chulu. Be'etzim, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf Tzadi, Sef Aleph, that a woman has Hargosha, be'etzim, should do Bedika. Now, if she doesn't find anything in her Bedika, the Shulchan Aruch says from the Shumas Hadeshin, she's Tmeo. It has to be, how did she have Hargosha and not find anything? It must be that there was Dam, the Dam got lost somewhere. She's Tmeo. Says the Neid Behuda, and this is the Chur, says the Chsam Sefer, and says the Shevet HaLevi Bepashtis is going like the Chsam Sefer. Afilu Yehivne Lelebal Neid Behuda. Even if I'm going to be maskim to the Neid Behuda that a Zivas Davar Lach is considered Hargosha, certainly if she has a Zivas Davar Lach and she does a Badika and she doesn't find anything, certainly she's not going to be Tmei. We're not going to have that Chumrah, because Zivas Davar Lach is a feeling she can feel. All that she can feel when she's being, when she needs to be matam yiraglayim, she can feel. There's a lot of different things that cause a woman to feel zivas davarlach, and therefore it could be she mixed it up. However, if a woman does have a zivas davarlach and finds dam, then the Shevet HaLevi Taka says in echanam she's going to be tmeil, and that's how I heard from Yitzchak Berkowitz also that bizmanenu that lamaisa most women do not feel any other hargasha aside from zivas davarlach, and even maybe not every woman feels a zivas davarlach. Yeah, in a chanami. But even if she doesn't do bedika, let's say she has hargosha zivas davar lach and she checks her underwear and she finds that there's dam, and it's colored tivanim, so be'etzim it's a small. It should be tar because she have a dinner kesim. If she had hargosha zivas davar lach before and then finds a little bit of dam on it, she's going to be tmeya. La'maisa, I also heard from Berkowitz that he names on like her Moshe, not like the Chavetz Chaim. Not like the Chavetz Chaim, it has to be from the Makar. However, even as long as she feels it leaving her body, then that's tummy. That's going to be considered Hargosha. However, like Rav Moshe there is Madgish, we'll see the truth, Rav Moshe is Madgish. Very many women feel, after it already left the body, they feel a wetness. That is not a Hargosha at all. That's any time that something is wet outside of the body, a woman is going to feel it. But she didn't feel it leaving her body. It has to be that she's mamish feeling it leaving her body. Now, many women say they have a suffix. Did they feel? Did they not feel? That we're going to see more in Kuf Tzadi before Kiveya. The Pasha says anytime that she has a suffix, we're going to be Mekel, especially with regard to Zivas Davar Lach. However, if a woman, you could ask a woman what she feels Bishas that she gets her vest Mamish. If she feels at the time that she gets her vest sometimes, ever if she ever feels that Damar is leaving her body. And there it's much easier to feel, because there's much bigger kamas than just a little bit that she might feel when she's not getting her period. Nevertheless, if she feels that feeling not at the time that she's getting her period, and she's 100% sure, not maybe, not probably, not I think my college teacher told me that I should be feeling it, and therefore none of this, then in a chanami in such a case, we would be machmer, even l'chura, even if she didn't feel it leaving the mekar, if she felt it in the beis achite, not just that it, after it left, pashas, and she found dam in such a case, she would be tmeya. Now, that's all for a woman who does feel such hargosha. There are many women that claim that they don't feel any hargoshes. Now, this was a common problem that didn't start in the 21st century. It actually started a few hundred years ago, like they're trying to bring down, that there was more referring to psichas hamakor, which was the pashas, the lashon of the mechaber, going with that hargosha, which is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, and women tiny that they do not have a hargosha of psichas hamakor. The shaila is, if a woman doesn't have hargosha of psichas hamakor, or she doesn't have any hargosha b'chlal, so then why would she ever become tmei midaraisa? L'chura, she would never be tmei midaraisa because she didn't have hargosha. And even more so, it would be a great way out that she should never become tamei even midarabana. Just put on big day tzivayim, and then no matter how much dam she sees, it all has a din of a kesem. She's never tmei midaraisa, and she's good to go. She's tahura after she sees dam. Big day tzivayim, they were not gezer ksamim on big day tzivayim. And therefore, she would be davashin mekabatum is not so pushed if you turn it into a beggar, v'chulu, tzivayinim. You'll get even a dark type, then there will be no question that it's tzivayinim. You'll get a l'kuli alma, and l'chura, Yishu will never become tmeya, not midaraisa, and even possibly not midarabanan. Why is it that l'chura, we do not go this way?
there's kama v'kama tzirutzim that are given in the poskim as to why it is that a woman is tamei midaraisa. The first one is like the Ilum saw in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says hevel yiftzeh piyam shal nashim shereim shereinim ragishes. So this, first of all, women that say that they don't have ragashes psichas hamakar, he says they're hevel yiftzeh piyam. It's not true. He says they're not mishakris. They simply don't even know what they're feeling. They simply don't know that the feeling that they're feeling is haragasha psichas hamakar. And he says that you could even a male could feel a similar type of haragasha before he's matamei raglayim. Thing is, a woman doesn't really know that the dam is coming out. She doesn't know what to expect. She's not meisim leiv. But theoretically, a person has yichilis to be meisim leiv, because any time that the body opens up to let out something, whether it's hatolos miraglaim or it's dam, there's a small akitsa, a small feeling of uncomfortable, a little bit uncomfortable, that is the psichas hamakar, and the mele do feel that. In other words, the chura, what he means to say, is, so Shaila had to learn this gemara, but it says that a shoita, even though she's not margish, Rashi says, and even so, she's tamei midaraisa. She doesn't know that she's having argasha. The Torah says she has argasha. She just doesn't chap that that's what she's having. So if we nema like the Aruch HaShulchan that a woman be'etzem when she gets her vest is having a argasha, then she's going to be tamei midaraisa. She just simply didn't chap. It's not that she didn't have. She had. She just wasn't paying attention to it. Now, bepashas this only happens at the time that she mamash gets her vest. Just because she found the ketzem doesn't mean that there was a psichas hamakar to see dam. Al derech zeh, that's the first mahalach. Al derech zeh, Dain Fisher nemzon. He nemzon al derech the Aruch HaShulchan. Just he says most women don't have a psichas, maybe don't feel psichas hamakar. He says most women feel zivas davarlach, and that is, we know that is more common nowadays that women do feel zivas davarlach. Psichas hamakar is extremely rare. Some of the pesukim have even said, the Aruch HaStari writes that in 30 years he had two women that said that they had a psichas hamakar. Zivas davarlach is more common. I've encountered that even, and I'm not out there for 30 years. But women that are vaday have a zivas davarlach, that would be considered a hargasha. It's more common, and it's more of a possibility that a woman is feeling it and simply not realizing, not being made to believe that is the hargasha that she's feeling. But mainly, either one of these, that's the charatuma alchan of a woman that they taka have hargasha, they just pasha didn't realize they're not making leiv, and therefore there'd be tummy. The third mahalach is, if the Ilum saw, and it was on the Ilum saw, it was on the Mamakim Mitzuyin, famous Shuva from Rabbi Yashiv, and Chelak Alpha, famous Shuva, Pedalin, he names on that Ken Zain, the only time, the reason, if you don't have hargasha or tar, is if you were supposed to have hargasha and you don't have hargasha, that's matar. But there's no din that a woman has to have hargasha to become tummy. It's if she's supposed to have hargasha and she doesn't have hargasha, then she's going to be tar. That he says the tafnas panech mavur and the tafnas panech like that. However, a woman that doesn't have hargasha, she never has hargasha, then the hargasha, the lack of the hargasha, is not a chisarin. She'll be tummy even without hargasha. Beitzim we saw that was the chur of pshat in the Rashba. The Pardes Rimeinim learns this pshat in the Rashba. He says bizmanenu alpi the Rashba. The Rashba says only if it's the derech to see with a hargasha, then the lack of hargasha is a problem. But to see dam in a chaticha, where the derech is to see without hargasha, he says you'll be tummy even without hargasha. Memela it's shayach that bizmanenu a woman will be tummy even without a hargasha, because the derech is to see without hargasha. This is not like the first situation that they have hargasha b'etzem. No, even if we know that they don't have hargasha, they'll tummy anyhow. That's going to get us into trouble with ksamim. How are we going to work out all ksamim? Every ketzem that a woman has, l'chorish it should be tummy because she doesn't need hargasha to be mitama her, and therefore we're going to. She should be tummy l'chera. That we'll see, Bezer Hashem. We do not go that way. Even Rabbi Yashav Alein didn't go that way, as we'll see b'hemshem. Al derech, this is also the second mahalach that we had in the Gemara, the Tzitzit Rid. The Tzitzit Rid says that which you need a hargasha is not a gzeres akosiv, it's a tanai in the tumah that you need a hargasha. It's just that you need a simin that it came migufa. But kol kama that you have a simin that it came migufa, it's vada migufa, then without hargasha will be tummy. Mamela, a woman that has dam vade migufa, then she'll be tummy even without hargasha. She does a bedika. If she has the amount of a vest, she has dam, which is for sure a flow, that the amount that she has of a vest, then l'chur, that's vade migufa. There's no other way to explain that, and therefore a small amount is always a way to get out of. A total flow, there's no way to get out of. It certainly came migufa, and once it came migufa, vadai, then she'll be tummy even without hargasha, according to Tzitzit Rid.
That's the fourth pshat. The fifth pshat, which is maybe the most clear pshat you could say with regard to this nidrin, is the Beis Meir. Beis Meir says, the Rambam says that the hargosha is hargoshas nizadei v'rel. The Truma Sedeshin says, tzivos mimikar. The Neid Abizir says, tzivos davarlach. What did Rav Sadia going to do? He lived before the Rambam. What was his hargosha? What did they do before they came to the Rambam? Before they came? Where does it say what type of hargosha it is? It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara what the hargosha is, but Pashtas. Says the Beis Meir in Kuf Pei Ches, Chazina Meir Rambam Shakopanim Lav Davka Psichas HaMekar V'Hargosha. We see from the Rambam that says Nizdazei V'Rel is Hargosha, that we see it's not just Psichas HaMekar. Anything. Hu Adin Shari Inyani Hargish Lashini B'Haguf K'may Nizdazei Agufa. U'Bavada Ki Kein Hu Ki Nihide Darshini Ashe Targish B'Besara Mikamokam B'Mashe Targish Hecher Amizo. Where does it says you have to be Margish, but where does it say what type of Hargosha a woman has to have? And if you look at the Shoyal in Rabbi Yashiv in Kravitz Shuvah's Aleph Pedalet, he names on also. He asked in the Shaila, he names on like this Beis Meir. I don't know if he mentions it, but he names on like this Beis Meir. That lechura, as long as a woman knows, ask a woman if at any point of her vest over the 4 days that she's getting her period, 4, 5, 6 days that she's getting her period, especially at the beginning when it's heavier. That ask her if she knows at the time that the dam is coming out. Is there a time that she knows the dam is coming out? They try to forget it and put on a pad or put on a tampon or whatever it is. But is there any time that they know that there's dam coming out? If she knows at any point the dam is coming out, that already is hargosha of yitzias dam, and she'll be tamei. If in a chanam she's totally oblivious, not that she knows, women b'chalal know that they're getting a vest. They know when it's going to come. But they have to know, it's more than that. They have to know from the yitzias dam. If there's any point over the course of the 4 or 5 days that they know that dam is coming out, that is already, according to the Beis Meir, that is already hargosho, and should be tmei midaraisa al zeh. Now, the Chutshani says, there's kama v'kama nafminis in these chokes. The Chutshani says that a woman who's paralyzed, rachman al-etzlan, from waist down, and he says, we know that ba'itza makam she has no hargosho, he says, in a chanami, she's not going to be tmei midaraisa. Can't say she won't be tmei midaraisa if she works it out also. Now, lechur, that's totally in all the truth and all the answers. If you hold that bismanin women don't have argosha, so you don't need argosha, so then in chanami, so she's going to be tamei. She's not going to be different than every other lady. She's going to be the same as every other lady that doesn't have argosha. Or if bechlal argosha is only a simin that it came igufo, then lechur also she's going to be tamei. Lechur would be totally in these shailas. But either way, lechur, there's five mahalchim here in. And the last case, the Beis Meir. If you're not the Beis Meir, the shitaka knows that a woman that has. That's paralyzed in a chalam. In such a case, Ken Zayin shall be Torah midarei.
She doesn't feel that hargosha is not like a deep form of
Tmei. Which, no, she's going to be still Tmei midarei. So there's going, you're never going to have to wait more than 7 days because you always have Zayin Akim. There's Manen, you always have Zayin Akim to get out of any shayla. So you're never going to be stuck because even if that was the first day of her nidus, nevertheless, she always had 7 days afterwards till she becomes to her. There's never going to be a massive. That a woman is not going to have 7 days after any dam that she sees.
Is Mary means knowing or feeling her?
He says knowing. You does. How does she know?
It's not about me, she knows.
No, not because that's a yudia that after the fact. Yudia at the time that it's happening. There has to be some. So there is some sensation, whether it's a zivas davar lach or whatever that feeling is. However, she knows that there is something coming out of her at this time.
And
that's,
not,
that's already outside of her body. He's talking about as it's leaving his body. Even the Beis Meir is not talking about after it, already after the fact that she went to the bathroom. She felt it afterward. At some point, if she realizes that there's dam coming out of her body, however she feels that, that yidia in and of itself is a sensation which is considered a hargosha. Now, what happens when there's a safek hargosha? For example, a woman finds dam on an eid bedika. What is the halacha of this dam? Is this dam a safek daraisa, or is this dam a derabanan? We don't know for sure that she had hargosha. She didn't have a flow. There's a safek whether or not she had hargosha. So we saw lechura when we learned the Gemara. This is telling the two mahalchim how you learn the Gemara. The Machatzis Shekel over here in Sifkat and Beis speaks it out very clear. If anyone wants to see, he names on kipshuta, and this is the way that most of the chayim name on. That either the way to learn the Gemara is not that the woman says, I had hargosha and I don't know what I felt, and we tight it up. No, either she says she felt one way and we say the other, or she says that she didn't feel hargosha and we say, you didn't feel hargosha. But she knows what she's saying. The Mela Tali in those two mahalchim is going to be whether or not what the halacha of the dam on a bedika is. Do we say that when she says she had hargasha of dam, we say no? If it's ogul on the eid bedika, it wasn't hargasha of dam. But we'll never find the case where she says that I didn't have hargasha, that we're going to be machmir. Or do we say no? Even when she says that she doesn't have hargasha, we're going to say no, you did have hargasha when you find the eid bedika. Raiv minin and binin of achrenim learn go our machmir. The sitritair, the chavestas, Casey Placey. The G'dayle Achrayinim are all machmer, and they nemon al pi the Rambam that any time that a woman does the bedika, she finds dam in the praisder, kloshon of the Rambam, then she's going to be tmei midaraisa. The Rambam says im lo hirgisha umatza dam lefnim bepraisder. She wasn't margish; she found dam inside in the praisder. How did she find dam in the praisder? Praisder is all the way inside oisa mokin. How did she find dam there? All the Achrayinim nemon that she found dam al yidei bedika. Even if she said she didn't have Yafim lo yagisho, she says she didn't have hergish, she didn't have argosho, and she finds dam aydei b'diko, areze b'cheska shabob argosho. We say that it was argosho. Aye, she said she didn't have argosho. She made a choice. And in a chanami, she's going to be tmeil. B'meila, they nemon in a chanami that there's a tumma, if not sofik midaraiso, vade midaraiso, the lashon of the Rambam is b'cheska shabob argosho. That means if there would be a way that we would know for sure she never argosho, she wouldn't say it's impossible. But the chazaka is that Shabbat Bargasha, and since she can't say that she didn't have Bargasha because she doesn't know, because there was a bedika at that time, but mainly she's going to be Tamei Midaraisa, therefore there's not going to be any kulois on the eid bedika, there's no kulois whatsoever of not Makabal Tuma, Big Day Tivainim, less than a gris. All those kulois are when we're handling their abundance. If we're handling the Raisa, that she had Bargasha, then she's Tamei, even if it's not Makabal Tuma, Tivainim, and Pachas Michigris. And that's why we're machmer on any tipas dam kechardol and filo pachz mikan on the eid bedika. However, the lechem esimla, who is the kitzur shulchan aruch of Shlomo Gansfried, he brings down from the shalos shuvos netas shashuim that in a chanami we go lekula. That if a woman says bivadai that she did not have argosho, then any dam that she finds b'shas the bedika has the din of a ketan. He brings this down from other achrenim also. Not only that, bivadia in taras abayis. He names on like that. If a woman says vadai that she did not have hargasha, then it has the din of a ketzer. Nevertheless, in Yabia Oimer in Chelik Tes, which was written much later, he's writing Hagoyis to somebody safer on Tumavatar, on Hilchas Taro, and he says what you wrote over there, that if a woman says that if she didn't have a hargasha bivadai, then you could say that the dam that came out is only a ketzer. He says, there's many women that don't have hargasha, ever. So then you can't be falazif on the fact that she didn't have hargasha, because she doesn't know. So therefore, it's only a woman who always has hargasha, and he or she didn't have hargasha, then you'll be able to be mekel. So afilu lefina mekinle, it has to be such a massive that she always has hargasha, and now she didn't have hargasha, you can say bebriris. But v'derech klal, we don't have these, and v'meila, even the mekinim are going to be machmer l'maisa bizmanenu, that women do not have hargashas. V'meila would be any time that a woman does a bedika and she finds dam, then there is a suffix hargasha, and it could be, even if she says vada, she wasn't margish, we nemo that she had hargasha, she's male. That does not mean that if a woman, let's say she has to put some ointment, so she sticks her finger inside her samakim. There's no chiv to check the finger. Even though right now there was a safek hargasha lachara, but that doesn't mean that she has a chiv. If she had a vade hargasha, then in the chanami maybe we would say that she has a chiv bedika, that's simin kuftani. But over here, that you want to say that maybe ayidei shimamish had hargasha at the time that she put her finger inside, it's a safek hargasha, she has no chiv, she has a cheskas tara, she has no chiv to check to see whether or not there's damon. Maybe she goes to a doctor and they do a routine internal, which the doctor sticks their finger inside, but at them you can tell the doctor, please don't look at your glove, throw it into the garbage can without looking at it. If they did look at it and they see dam, then that's a shaila v'daraisa, because that is like a bedika, and in a chanami you'll be tummy even with the tipas dam. However, when a woman has a cheskis tayro, she does not have to look b'chlal, she doesn't have to look every time that she's, as we'll see, kuftadi, every time she's matamei raglaim, even though l'chur there's a safek hargasha. She doesn't have to do a bedika every after tashmish every time, even though there's a safek hargasha. There's no chiyuv to check after a safek hargasha, like we'll see. If it's in yimei tumo, then also we'll see, maybe that's different. But be'etzem, this is all talking about if she found dam, there is a safek hargasha, she's going to be tmeya. Now, what happens if she finds dam after Atalas Meraglayim or after Tashmish? Is she Tameya or not? That was what we saw in the Pesach Tshuva. That her also the same way that we see if she found dam in a Eid Bedika, the Safek Hargosha, and we have to be Matame any dam that she finds. So too, if she had a Safek Hargosha and she found dam after Atalas Meraglayim, after Tashmish, these are both Safek Hargoshas, she'd be a Safek Daraisa, she should be Tameya. The Be'etzem, many poiskim, the Chavas Damas, names on like that. He says, any Hatolz of Dam that she finds, if she's Mekaneach Achar Hatolz Meraglaim, and she finds Dam, she's going to Tmeyal Safik Daraisa. However, practically, it's very difficult. Because the Kinuach, that the Metzia Sadam would have to be extremely quick after the Hatolz Meraglaim. Like Ramesha was Masber in the Tshuva that was on the Mar Mekemet. It has to be that she has the ability to mix up the Hargosha with the Hargosha of Atalas Meraglayim. If she already finished Atalas Meraglayim and only afterwards she found Dam, then what? How could she mix up this Dam? We presume the Dam came out immediately. So this Dam that you found right now just came out. How could you be mixed it up with the Hargosha of Atalas Meraglayim, which you finished already 20 seconds ago or 10 seconds ago? Mamela Ramesha says that unless the woman is in the bathroom and there's a baby crying outside or there's a pot burning on the fire, that she's mamish rushing out and she doesn't even wait for the tipas to be, you know, grammar, Atalas Meraglayim, she just waits for the stream to finish, but there's still tipas coming out. She's mekanech and she runs out. Generally, you do not have to be choshesh that the ketzem that she found on the toilet paper, whatever it is, came out at the time, right after, immediately after Meraglayim, that she mixed up the hargosha of the Meraglayim. You presume that it didn't come out at the time of the Atalas Meraglayim, because dam doesn't come out together with the Meraglayim. But it could be after the kiluach, the stream finished, when it's dripping out, then the dam can come out. That's only if she was mekanech at time when the drips were coming out, do you have to be choshesh. Lamaisa, not only that, the chazinish. Alderzeh, before we get to that. Alderzeh, lechoro, generally we do not have to be choshesh. I heard this from Yitzhak Berkowitz. Generally we do not have choshesh that a woman who does the kinuach achar tashmish was mekaneach that fast that there's a shayla of a deraisa over here. With regard, we'll get to the din of remach was tashmish. We're going to get to kufei zayin to be choishish in the future from that. But if we have a shayla of a deraisa, then we're not choishish because the woman is not mekaneach oisamokim that fast, that immediately after the tashmish, and therefore you would not have to be choishish even if she found dam on the kinuach. Now, immediate. The shear is immediate. And since you can't do it, as my mother always used to say, still does, immediately, if not sooner. There's no time after immediate. It's before immediate. It's OITM is immediately. According to the Gemara, it has to be that she's mamish poised at the time that the Aver comes out, that she's mamish there to do a bedika. That's the OITM, that's immediately. And since a woman generally is not mekaneach that fast, but merely generally you do not have to be choshesh. The same way that by Atalas Meraglayim, generally you do not have to be choshesh. If a woman knows that that was the matzav, then there's but to be choshesh generally, you do not have to be choshesh. That's all when she's mekaneach. If he's mekaneach as ever, then it doesn't make a difference when it happened, like the Gemara is mechalek, because zichur is there b'shas ma'isa. The Chazon Ish, b'chlal, with regard to Atalas Meraglayim, he says, I'll prove to you that l'maskanas ha-gemara, we're not choshesh that a woman will mix up the hargosha of Atalas Meraglayim with the hargosha of dam. Because Chazal says that on Big Day Tzivayim, there's no ksamim. Now, if a woman finds a dam that a kesem which is yavish, which is dry, on Big Day Tzivayim, you have no idea when this came from. It could be that it was here for the last 3 hours. She know that she didn't have any hargoshes hatalos meraglayim the last 3 hours? How does she know? She doesn't know. There's bias stories that we're not choshes that you're going to get mixed up with hatalos meraglayim, even though the Gemara seems to put it together with Eid Bedika. If you look at the Prideya is Masber, it's Mavur, why this one is Taka different. And in the Chanami it says, Hargosha, we're Taka not Choshesh, Lamaisa. Not only that, Lubushi Oiz, Reb Zriel brings down from Eshver, from Eliashiv, that in the Chanami we're not Choshesh for Ksamim on Achar Atalos Meraglayim, to be Choshesh for Daraisa. Ubefrat, he lems on, he says, Bizmaneinu, that woman don't have Hargosha, to say that she mamash had Hargosha now, but she has Atalos Meraglayim, which she never has Hargosha, that's very Eshver. That's lechura in conjunction with other svaras we have to be making, because we could say the same svara by bedika. A woman never has argosha. 35 years she never had argosha. All of a sudden she does bedika. Oh, now she had argosha. We don't say that svara. We're choshesh that there's a deraisa. However, by Atalas Meraglayim, where bechlal we have a chazanisha that says that the maskanas gemara is taken out that way, and there's other svaras together, he says that's also lemaisa. Therefore, bepashtus, when a woman goes with a kinuach to a moit to ask whether or not it's a problem, they're not going to ask if it was miyad, because we're not choshesh miyad. Even those that are choshesh,
Rav Moshe says generally you don't have to be chayshish. Even the machmirim, Chazanish is b'chol not machmir, and Rav Yashiv is not machmir, and even Rav Moshe, who says that there is such a chash like the Chavazat, generally one does not have to be chayshish that it was that quick, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Now, there is a big nafka mina, because generally toilet paper is adar shein makabel tumah. So if it has the din of a kesem, the fashion is not going to be a problem regardless. However, if it doesn't have a din of a kesem, then even if it's davar shein makabel tumah, she's going to be tmeya. Now, if a woman finds dam, let's say, on the bedspread after, in the morning, after she woke up, so now it's yavish. So it could be that it came from the night beforehand. Do you have to be choshish that it came mi'an achat hashmish or not? So that maybe we'll wait. We'll see for at the beginning of Simen Kuf Tzadi, they handled this also. It's also mentioned over here in the Sidrei Torah and Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. You have to be choshish. This is similar to the Chazanish. The Chazanish says, how come on Big Day Tzivonim I don't have to be choshish for Dam Yavish? L'chura by Dam Yavish, it could be that she had a hergosha v'talos meraglayim. So the same thing when a woman wakes up in the morning, she finds on the bedspread, she finds dam which is dry. If it's wet, so she knows it came now. But if it's dry, it could be that it came beforehand. Then how come you don't have to be choshish that it came miyad achatashmish, and there was a suffix of hergosha now? Then we'll see also miyad avram, the beginning of Kuftadi. We'll save that for later. Another big nidan over here is what the Shach says. Ad shetargish b'tziyotzei, miyu mishetargish boi shenekar mimakoyim eviyotza tmeyo, afa pish lo yotza lechot, vafilu lerosa elatiba zam kechardu, yoshevet lov zayinikin. The hu shetargish, the Shach says, hainu mi daraisav, mi darabonim tmeyo afa pish lo yergisho. That the Shach says that a woman is tamei, even if she didn't have hargosha, midarabanan, she's tmeya. Now, what was the Shach talking about? She's tmeya midarabanan. Was the Shach talking about a kesem which is a gris, therefore she's tmeya midarabanan? Or is he talking about, like the pasta slush and the machaber, afilu tibas dam kechardol, and even so she's tmeya midarabanan? Why would she be tmeya midarabanan if she didn't have argosha and a pasta and a gris? L'cher, we know you have up until a gris. Says the Gilgamesh Marsho, says the Out of Rome, they quote the Crazy Placey, that he says that if you have dam which vade came migufo, then even if it's pach mechikris, it's going to be tummy. This is what we cleared in the chabur last chaburo, and that is in a case where you know that it didn't come from the machoilis. Do you have a kula of pach mechikris or not? If I know vade came igufa, do you have a kula of pach mechikris or not? Says the crazy uplasi. I guess that's our cue. We're almost finished. Says the crazy uplasi that in a chanami, if I know vade came igufa, then I don't have a kli of machoilis. Then there's no way to say that it came from machoilis. And therefore, even pachz michigris is still going to be a tuma derabanan of ktamim. If it's on the davar shein makabel tuma or tzivonim, she's still going to be tera. But she doesn't have the kula of pachz michigris. The Teres Hashlomim over here learns not that way. Teres Hashlomim says the Shach is talking about a case where it's more than a gris. Well, if it's less than a gris, even if you know vade kim igufa, and this is the way that the Me'ild Tzaka goes, the Sagittari brought down, that loy gozru, there's a loy gozru on a pachz michigris, machnesh tais, that you know that it didn't come from achirlis. You know, vada ikim igufa, it doesn't make a difference. If it's pachz mechigris, it's not a problem. Halach lemaisa, how do we paskin? Shira Shevet Levi says that roiv haskamas kol achrayinim is, and this I heard from Berkowitz also, it's from Berkowitz, he goes this way also, that if you have dam vada migufa, even pachz mechigris is going to be a problem. However, so how do we understand this? Anytime the woman finds dam on her underwear, on a pad, look her, it's dam vada migufa. Anytime that she does a kinuach achartas meraglayim, it's dam vada migufa. And the male, she should be tmeya. The Poiskim Lamaisa say not that way. The Poiskim Nem on, that it's not, the Chutshoni says, even though, unless the woman is Mekaneach Mamish just by the Pesach of Oysa Mokim, which is not the case in 99.999% of the cases, if she's doing a Kinoach HaChartos Meraglayim, she's Mekaneach the Oysa Mokim, the entire area, Bechlal, the Yitzias Meraglayim, is not in the same place as Oysa Mokim. And Mela, certainly she's Mekaneach around also. And the rest of the Mokim around is not bothered for Macholis and Lichluch and anything else. And therefore, there is the possibility still that there's dam. This is the way the Chutshani names on. This is the way that, even though we have the tshuva from Rebbe Yashiv, that dam vada migufa is going to be tomei shalom deraisa. Lamaisa, he didn't go with that halacha lamaisa that we passed me that, and he named on even on a kinuach. Mishmer Astaro brings down from Yashiv. Rebbe Zriel brings down from Yashiv the same thing from the Shver Rebbe Yashiv, that anytime that woman does a kinuach. And same thing Ramesh has in the same tshuva of Zayin Zayin. They all say the same thing across the board, that any kinuach, certainly on Begadim, which is there even more chances that women sometimes have hemorrhoids and other types of things. It's bechlal, not vadim esamachim. Mainly we would have the kula of kigris, even when it's on a kinuach, and even when it's on her underwear. We would not consider it vadim egufa. However, there are scenarios. For example, a woman goes, sometimes a woman, we're scared that she has a petah, and therefore we send it to a bodeket. And the bodeket, one of the things on the petek for the bodeket, you'll see if anybody ever goes, the woman that has, and if they don't have it on the petek, then the woman, generally the bodeket writes it. She'll say, I found a petah, I didn't find a petah, and she'll say, hafrasha miyamakar nikiya. Generally that's what she writes. That the hafrasha, the excretion, whatever is coming out of the makar, is clean. Because if it's not clean, then it doesn't make a difference how many petayim she has. She's in trouble, she's seeing dam. Sometimes she'll say, this happens rarely, in the middle of Zayin Nikiyim, it's not common that should happen. If a woman's on pills, a woman's nursing, other things could happen. But they'll say, yes, I found the petza, but I saw dam coming out of the makar. Let's say she sees a tipa's dam coming out of the makar. Spachos mechagris. Is she going to be tamam? Shalei bar gosho. Here there's no bedika lachar that's going on with pashtus at the time. She doesn't feel anything. Lachar should have a demikesem. This is dam vada mekuvo. It'll be metamer afilu pachos mechagris. The last thing that we have is, like the Rambam says, kasher yisbar mishpatan lekama, ein chilek bein penuyu l'nesuyu l'nesir nido, ki kol abo al nido chayev karis. There's no chilek between nido and penuyu b'negeh to isir nido and chayev karis. Now, the Teres HaShlomim says something very interesting here, v'taylam saw, he says that, l'chur, according to the Talmud of Rameir, Rameir says, lama omra tera nido l'shivo. How come a woman is tmeya for Zion? For 7 days. Kivin shirogol ba vekotzba. So amra tera te tmeya shiva kdei she chovev al balakim knisasa lechupa. That we said that the Torah says that she should be also for 7 days. That way, every 7 days, every month, there will be anaya chasana. She'll be tmeya for 7 days. Says the Torah Shalom Lachar, according to that, a penuya who's not married should not be tmeya for 7 days. She shouldn't have too much nida for 7 days. That does not mean that she shouldn't be a nida bechlal. She's going to be a nida as the days that she's seeing, for sure. The question is, why lomar tera nida l'shiva? If she's only seeing for 2 days, for 3 days, how come she's tamei for all 7 days? On that we said, because 2 and 3 days is not considered enough of a hefsek. 7 days is already considered enough of a hefsek, that's considered chaviva al-bayin l'chopam. Memela, even the Torah of Shlomo wasn't getting rid of Pesukim in the Torah. That's pashut that she's going to be tmeya. The shayla is, will be she tmeya for 7 days if she's a pnuyo? On that, in a Hanami, there's maybe a tzad to say. He says, no, we're not mechalek, there's no tzad. So Jatara brings down from the crazy place here that, Rachman al-Islan, Noisen Yad l'Pritzi Adar, if there's no Tumas Nido, then the Chur is also not going to be Karis. Memela, the Pritzi Adar, will, if they go to Mikra after 3 days, whatever it is, Al Shekhan, Al Shalom, Pritzi Adar, if they're not, then there's Karis Ivisai. Well, if they go to the mikvah, whatever it is, then there's going to be your nice and yad the poishim and chas v'chilili. It says ken zayin pshat is exactly fakir. He says mipnei amater nida l'shiva means that by a pnuya, fine, I understand why she should be tmeya 7 days, but by a woman who's married, lechur is a problem of bittul pir of rivya. Does dam make her aser for no reason if she's not seeing dam? On that we said no, even though she's not seeing dam for 7 days, nevertheless. The third session is to make Tmei Shiva, Kadesh Tmei Chmiva, Obaila, Kiyam, Knesas, Lechopah.